This is Bigger Pockets Daily, the audio sidekick to the Bigger Pockets blog. I'm your host, Tyler. And think about it this way. Each of these episodes is like one short chapter from a giant audiobook written by the world's best and brightest real estate investors. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break. Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
Why Some People Will Never Succeed and Others Always Will, by Steve Rosenberg. What is the number one reason that some people succeed and others don't? In any economy, and in any environment? We are going to dig deep into this question. We all know many people who, in multiple different environments and different situations, always seem to find a way to come out on top and win. And yet we know other people who always seem to find a roadblock, or a problem, or an issue in everything they do. So, what causes this to happen? Why is it some people are ultra-successful and other people find nothing but fault and failure? What are you focused on? Remember that 70% of the things that go through our head are negative self-talk. When we watch the news, when we listen to other people, when we look at the economy, sometimes we can only find what's wrong. We will find any reason why something won't work and why something is going to fail. But if you look at the people who succeed, they're always searching for the solution. They're not looking at the problem. I always tell people that when you hit a problem, it's like hitting a bump in the road when you're driving your car. It is now behind you in the rearview mirror. If you try driving your car with your rearview mirror, you are going to crash because you're focused on the problem. The windshield in front of you is the solution. Start focusing on the solution and what you can do to fix the situation. The problem has already happened, and you cannot change what happened in the past. You can, however, change where you're going in the future. That's why the windshield is so big and the rearview mirror is so small. See the possibilities. For example, when considering a deal, there are some people who will look at it and say, "Wow, I could make so much money. I see the potential. I see the possibilities. I see all the things that will make this deal a success." Yet, there are other people who will look at this same deal and they will tell you why you shouldn't buy it, and what all the problems are going to be with it, basically talking themselves, and maybe you, out of buying the deal. Both of you are right. It just depends on how you're looking at it all, what your strategy is, and what you're going to make out of the situation. Make sure that when you are making decisions, you're making them based on facts and data, not emotions. And always be focused on the solution, not the problem. The bottom line, it takes just as much energy, just as much thought, to think positively as it does negatively. But your brain will never identify a positive situation or solution if you're always telling yourself what could go wrong. And if you think positively and you think toward solutions, you'll start finding opportunities that you would never find before. Now, don't get me wrong, you do need to be realistic and you do need to make sure that you're protecting yourself. However, don't do this to the extent of always talking about the worst-case scenario and never looking at what the possible solutions are. You've got to really think about how you can become better by opening up your mind and thinking of what could happen, possibly, rather than all the negative things that you think might, potentially, happen. That's a wrap on today's episode of Bigger Pockets Daily. If you're enjoying the show, can I ask for a favor? Please leave us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts. It takes a few seconds, and your feedback really helps us out. Thank you. Oh, really? And we'll see you again soon.